the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England.
It was super necessary.
We are joined once again by the prospect Nathaniel Wood, ahead of his fight on the 23rd of July, UFC London. First and foremost, after being out for almost 18 months, how are you just enjoying being in camp, getting ready for the fight and the transition to featherweight?
Mate, I'm like a kid waiting for Christmas. You know, it's been far, far too long. And obviously that last fight, the guy pulling out the day before, you know, what a kick in the nuts that was. So, yeah, mate, I really can't wait. You know, honestly, just forget being paid, forget it's my job, anything like that. I just want to get in there and compete. I'm 30 next year, so I ain't getting any younger. Get in there and, you know, show the UFC what I'm capable of.
You're still looking good, though. You're 30 next year. You know, like, I'm 30 next year and I look like crap, mate. So,
good genes for my mum and dad. So,
I'm cheating. I'm 31, but I've got a filter on here to make me look better. So,
So really quickly then. So there was a photo circulating of yourself looking absolutely shredded. Your veins are popping out. Everything. How different do you feel now, having moved up compared to what you was like in that photo?
Mentally, amazing. You know, that week was, so that, you know, that picture, right? I was still 6 kilos out.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Most people thought, oh, he's on weight, like, you know, well done, mate, if you're on weight early. I was like, no, I still need a stone to lose. Mm. And mentally, it was killing me, you know? It was just, and I sat there and I thought, why am I doing this? Do you know what I mean? Like, why not just go up a weight? You know, I believe I can handle myself with the featherweights. I've got featherweights in the gym. Caused me no issues weight-wise. So, yeah, you know, it's time to move up, time to look after my health a little bit more. And, yeah, you know, mentally I'm feeling unbelievable from going up a weight. Physically, I feel the same, because that was the thing with the weight cuts. Physically, I always felt okay. Just mentally, it was just draining.
Mm.
So yeah, my missus is definitely more happy now, because she's got to put up with me being grumpy and stuff. So yeah, you know, I'm feeling good, and as they say, a happy fighter is a dangerous fighter. So
yeah,
23rd, I'm feeling like I'm going to come in and make a statement.
Definitely. Nice. With moving up to featherweight, has that allowed you to sort of focus more on other aspects of the training camp at all?
Yeah, definitely. So I've been able to focus more on my opponent, instead of just kind of training for the sake of losing weight. You know, my previous fight camps, it's all a bit about making weight, regardless of who I'm fighting. So now, you know, I've still been able to, I still have to cut weight. You know, I'm not walking around at 66 kilos, but, you know, it's a hell of a lot less stress. And I can afford to have sessions where they're not as intense, maybe. So say I'm feeling a little bit beat up, I can actually recover a little bit better. Whereas before, it was like, you know, you need to train just to lose the weight. So yeah, you know, I'm enjoying it at the moment. I believe I'm going to handle myself absolutely fine in that weight class. And yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to the future.
So don't you think, I believe, wasn't people accusing you of being on stuff when you released that picture as well, which is absolutely mental?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what, like, this low body fat percentage. I've never taken steroids, so I wouldn't know how it works, but I'm pretty sure steroids, you put on muscle and stuff. But I was dying, man. I just got out of the sauna. You know, it was good lighting, and I thought, oh, that looks quite cool. But yeah, I'll take it as a compliment, mate. I'll happily have it, you know. So yeah, no, unfortunately for those people, yeah, I'm not on steroids or anything like that. And I've been tested, as you got tested today by USADA, it's about the 25th time, I think, now. So I want one of those jackets soon.
But was it a very early one? I know they have a knack of coming early, don't they?
Yeah, no, luckily this was a midday one. Blood test now as well. So, yeah, they're well and truly, you know, keeping up with everyone.
Nice.
So the last time we spoke to you was probably around about a year ago now. And at the time, I think you were just recovering from the first break of the hand. If someone would have told you that point, you'd go on to break it again and sort of be out for as long as you had been, would you believe them?
I don't know. it wasn't. So the original injury was here on this little knuckle. Second one was over here. So it was a complete different injury, but it was just, again, one of those things where it's a pain in the arse, you know, it's that sport we're in. And it was just another bump in the road, I guess. So, you know, it's just made me mentally even more eager now for this. So I really can't wait. And to be doing it in my hometown as well, you know, that means a lot. So, I'm looking forward to it. I'm buzzing for it.
Nice. What was that caused off the same thing as well? Like the two breaks, was it the same thing or?
Yeah, both from sparring, both punching too hard, I guess. I guess it's just landing in them awkward spots. I'm not a doctor, but my kind of my little way of looking at it is, I think my bones aren't strong enough for the power that I'm hitting. So I need to go and do some press ups on my knuckles,
strengthen them. Yeah,
that's it. Condition them up.
Sort of relating to that, then of course we were aware of the elbows that you were incorporating to work around the end. What other adaptions did you have to make to work around that injury a second time?
So funny enough, I was still training pretty much everything but punching with that hand. You know, I was still able to do certain grappling things. I was just, you know, taped it up, had to work around it. I've really focused on my elbows, my kicks in the striking department. I didn't really get to wrestle, unfortunately. Obviously, that's a bit of a tough one to do when you've only got one hand. But yeah, I was still able to get good work in. I was still able to get good cardio work in, keep my conditioning up. And, you know, I didn't really have any rest at all other than just not punching on that hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So you're able to do most things just apart from the wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So as you mentioned, you mentioned fight on the last London card and your opponent pulled out the day before. A lot of people did offer to step in and one of them was Davy Grant. Did the UFC sort of give a reason why they weren't going to let Grant fight, or was there anything in that?
Hey, Davy had a fight lined up and he was about 72 kilos. So I think he just did it for a bit of Twitter back and forth.
Yeah.
I messaged him that morning. I've actually got the Instagram here, and I messaged him at like 7 a.m. and said, mate, I've just seen your tweet. Let's go. I'll happily do a catch weight as well, because I know it's like last minute. And he didn't reply. And then next thing, we messaged the UFC saying, look, David Grant said this. And they said, like, he's got a fight. No, he's not fighting. So, and then I got a load of messages about other people, but not even signed with the UFC. You know, I'd get a net. I'd quickly look it up and think, oh, is that someone I can fight? And then I see they're not even signed by the UFC. So I'm like, oh, you know, every Tom, Dick and Harry wants to try the cuck. And I don't get no power in getting people signed. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
By the way, the dog might bark in a second because someone's just come to the door. I think people seem to think that I have the power to go, hey, UFC, sign this guy, you know. And it's ridiculous, but... Yeah, unfortunately, there were no actual names that were confirmed at that late notice. You know, I think everyone needed medicals and, you know, it was probably about 5 hours before I started cutting weight. So it literally was last minute. Yeah. Out.
No, what they should have done, they should have brought Brad Pickett back and had Master versus Student.
That's it. And I'd have enjoyed actually getting a bit of revenge on him for them slapping him.
Yeah, give him a nice tree back, innit? So obviously with all the sort of unfortunate like circumstances, we don't know if we should be asking this one, but how convenient will it be to have your first fight back in your hometown? I know you mentioned a bit earlier, but we just go into detail about how, you know, convenient that is for you.
Oh, mate, it's everything. You know, to have that crowd behind you is an unbelievable feeling. And then just the little things that people don't see, you know, I don't have to get on a flight a week early. You know, I don't have to leave my friends, my family. You know, I can be at home. I've got a crazy dog that takes up all my time. So if I left him for a week with just my missus, you know, I think she'd kill me. So yeah, you know, there's so many little benefits. I get to save money on not having to pay for some flights. And, you know, I can have all of my cornermen there. I can have my friends there, my family there. And then straight after the fight, I'm going to go and have a party. You know, everything about it is perfect. It is cool to travel. Don't get me wrong. It's cool to go and visit places. But in regards to comfort, being at home, you know, you can't beat it. And, you know, the O2 is, what, 40 minutes from my house. So,
yeah, nice.
Stone's throw away.
That's
obviously,
it.
I mean, the crowd at the last London card was unbelievable. It was immense. What do you make of the differences between a UK crowd and an American crowd?
For me, obviously, being from the UK, we get that support. You know, when I've gone to the US before, you know, you get some cheers, you might get some boos, like especially when I fought Dodson in his hometown. But when you're in the UK and you have everyone behind you, backing you, you know, it's a different kind of atmosphere. You know, because I know there's a lot of US cards, so you know, there's one like every week, pretty much. When they come to the UK, what is it, once a year if you're lucky? This year, we're lucky enough to get two. So that kind of energy that the crowd bring, you know, is something special. And you can tell that, you know, the people love the UFC. They love these fights. So hopefully, you know, we can get more than one a year.
Definitely. And it was absolutely electric last time, so I couldn't imagine what it'd be like when their hometown boy comes walking in and you're just like soaking that in. You know what I mean? It'd be unbelievable.
That's it. I mean, obviously, like you say, you were meant to fight and the crowd was electric for, you know, the ones who weren't from London. So for yourself, it's just going to be mind-blowing, I'd imagine. So we can't wait for it. Obviously, on the card then, you're fighting Charles Rosa.
Yeah.
What do you make of him as an opponent? And obviously, it being your first fight at featherweight, what have you noticed about him?
He's been around a long, long time. Actually, Brad Pickett used to train with him, and they were good friends. So, you know, I think Brad was a bit gutted that obviously I've got to put a beating on him. But yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. He's well experienced in the UFC. I think he's had 12 fights. So he's kind of a bit of a veteran. You know, I'm not looking past him whatsoever. You know, he's very dangerous, very high-level grappling. You know, I'm looking to put on a clinical performance. I'd like to get a knockout, but I might actually see if I can just submit another black belt and then put that on my resume.
Nice. As Brad being conflicted, as he with having a mate and then his student and that thing?
Nah, Brad said, you know, he's a friend, but he's not family, so...
Yeah,
him, you know, Brad's in my corner and, you know, he's helping me every step of the way, obviously. You know, he's telling me everything that I possibly could know about the guy that I need to know. But opponent aside, mate, I always train hard. I always train every area. So I'm ready for whatever that steps in front of me on July the 23rd.
Yeah.
Did you say he's kind of almost a perfect opponent? Because Brad's had that relationship with him in the past. You'd probably get more of an insight on him than you would do if it was just any other featherweight?
Yes and no, because it's been a few years now, you know, so he could have completely changed his game. He might, you know, decide all of a sudden that he's a kung fu black belt boxer or something, you know. obviously Brad's always given me what he thinks is worth telling me, and then whatever I take from it, it's up to me. I just know that I've got to be the best shape that I could possibly be in. And bring my A game on July the 23rd, and no matter who it is in there, I'll finish them.
Yeah. So right now, we believe that you're the only British fighter on the UFC roster who's from London. With UKMA being on fire at the moment, how long do you think it is before more fighters join the roster from London?
Well, I hope no one joins him from London, because I quite like being the London boy. But, you know, we've got some serious talent coming out of the UK now. So, yeah, you know, I definitely think that soon they're going to be a lot more London fighters. On the card, you know, obviously I've got my boy Dominic Wooden. He's from London. You know, I can imagine that he's going to be on very soon. And we got tons of guys coming through our gym. So that's not even taking into consideration the other gyms around the UK. So, yeah, you know, it's a good time for UK MMA.
Yeah, unbelievable. So you mentioned that obviously GB Top Team. In the time that you've been out, moved to a new state-of-the-art facility, what's it been like having your camp in the new facility, and how does it compare with the old place that you're in?
Mate, it's state-of-the-art now. So, you know, I am actually spoiled, you know, with what I've got right now. So the fact that the gym's 10 minutes from my house is amazing. And, you know, with the likes of Martin Barrett, who is the owner of GB Top Team, you know, the backing that we've got with him, we've able to have it as luxury. You know, we've got saunas in there, anything we need, he's covered it. So, yeah, you know, it's an extra weapon in my arsenal. And, you know, it's only going to make me a better fighter. So, yeah, I'm very privileged to have that gym now.
Yeah, talk about convenience. I think when we first spoke to you and you spoke about meeting Brad, the gym was on the other end for you, weren't it? So you had to take you there. So being 10 minutes away now must be absolutely amazing for you.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of weight off my shoulders not having to do that hour and a half journey to the gym and back. So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, and I assume that's like 3 times a day or something as well that you have to make that journey.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
So the night before the UFC, you have 3 teammates, I believe, competing on Cage Warriors. You've got Lonnie Kavanagh, Kingsley Crawford, and Will Curry.
He's not with us anymore.
Is he not now?
Nah, so he's not GB. No, he won't be fighting out GB Top Team.
Right. Okay. So you have 2 then. are you going to be able to make it there, or does fight week tend to be too crazy to do that?
I probably won't. The only reason being is because the night before fight, I like to just zone in. You know, get in that zone, chill out, and you know, I'm definitely not going to be chilled out if I'm watching my teammates fight. So I'll just be at home watching them live. But, you know, I've got nothing but faith that they're going to go in there and absolutely smash it. So, you know, I can't see it going very long, you know, especially with Lonnie's fight. I think he's going to finish that pretty damn quick.
And sort of to follow up with that, so when we spoke to you last time, one of the people you told us to watch out for was Lonnie. Obviously, he had a brilliant performance last time out, so absolutely blew everyone away. Is he going to do that again? And how far do you think he will go?
Yeah, I believe he'll be next UFC flyweight champion, let alone just a UFC fighter. You know, the kid's unbelievable, and I think he's 21 or 20.
Mm.
So yeah, you know, he's a specimen. You know, he's very athletic. The stuff he can do, flips, back flips, it's unbelievable. So, you know, he's definitely going to be in the UFC soon, and I think in the flyweight, you could go in there with any of them tomorrow and beat him. So, yeah, future's bright for him, 100%. And obviously Kingsley as well, is an absolute talent. So, yeah, you know, it's exciting times for the GBTT squad.
Also, have you got Prospect Apparel on there?
No, this is...
I seen the P, I thought it was... do you want to tell everyone where they can get that, if you want to buy it?
Yeah, I've got a little clothing brand, Prospect Apparel. So if you want anything from Prospect Apparel page, it is all on my Instagram. You know, you won't miss it. I'm always plugging it. So, yeah, if you fancy getting a little T-shirt for fight night, check it out. And even sign it, yeah.
There you go.
Well, we'll drop a link in the description and all that for everyone as well for you there. So after your fight on 23rd, then the card's looking really stacked for the entire night. Are you going to try and catch any of the other fights yourself? Anything you're looking forward to?
Yeah, no, I don't know where I'm going to be on the card. Last time, apparently, I was like the second in. To be honest, it's actually quite nice if you're on early, because then you can go back, watch the fights, you know, enjoy the night, go and have a pint with your mates. So, yeah, you know, 100%, if I'm on early, I'd like to get in, get out, go and watch the rest of the fights, and, you know, support the rest of the UK guys. So I'm looking forward to it. It will be a good night.
Is there any fights you're looking forward to in particular?
Mark Diakese. He's a teammate now. You know, he's training at GB top team as well. So, you know, obviously being biased, you know, I just want to see him because he's my teammate. But yeah, you know, everyone on the card, you've got obviously Molly, you've got Paddy, you know, obviously with the hype that they've got behind them, you know, the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. So I'm excited to see how that goes. Obviously you've got Darren Till, Tom Aspinall, you know, it's, to be honest, there's everyone I look forward to. Gutted that Arnold Allen's not on it because, you know, he's a boy and, yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of him as well. So, yeah, you know, pretty much all the fights I'm going to tune in. Oh, Mokaev, you know, he'll be with us, I think, a couple of weeks out before over at GB Top Team. So,
yeah,
be nice to see him going and do his thing as well.
Nice. And so, obviously, as we mentioned, the last card was absolutely unreal. Do you think this one coming up will measure up to that?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
We've got well, yeah, exactly. I was going to say that they've got the hometown. No,
I think with the atmosphere that there was on that last show, I think, you know, everyone's going to come in hyped up for it. So I can only expect the same, if not more. Yeah, so it's going to be something special.
Yeah, yeah. It sold out quick again, didn't it? So it'll be chaos.
To record times and just the UK is on fire right now, as we said. It's great to see. Some of the names you just mentioned there, including yourself, are just like phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So a bit of a strange one, this, to be honest, but the UFC the UFC has obviously now provided like the footwear of the Rock's footwear brand. I think it's in partnership with Under Armour, I'm not too sure. But have you been able to have a little try of them? What did you like? Are they any good?
Yeah, I got some trainers for that last fight that obviously got pulled out. Yeah, they're cool, man. You know, they're cool. The sliders, I preferred the ones before because these ones don't quite stay on my feet. I've got weird feet and need to slide off every 2 seconds. So I've still got my previous ones that I stick to them mostly. But yeah, you know, it's cool. And it's cool to be repping the Rock.
I thought that's what they were made for, sliders, so they slide off.
Oh, yeah, well, I pretty much end up going barefoot and picking them up every 2 seconds. But they're good for the gym, you know, it's good for when I'm getting off and on the mat, so
yeah,
handy for that for sure.
Like a lady on a night out, aren't you? Taking them off, picking them up, you know.
just don't be asking Brad to carry them.
So we do actually want to talk about one of your best mates. So when we spoke to you last time, I think you just got a Belgian Malinois that we now know as Ivor. Did he exceed your expectations? And I guess was the big man money well spent?
Hello. Mate, he's like my shadow. Yeah, mate, best money I've ever spent. He's like my son. Do you know what I mean? He's he's a dog, but I talk about him like he's my son. And, you know, it's crazy because he's a protection dog. Like, you know, that's what he does. But there's no way I'm ever sending him out anything. You know, he's staying right put. If there's any trouble outside, someone breaking into my car, he stays where he is. I'm going out. Anything happening to him. But no, he's good fun. You know, we go out, we jog, he runs up walls, you know, you name it, he does it. So he's keeping me on my toes and yeah, you know, hopefully I've got plenty of years with him. I've even got pictures of him on the wall. It's crazy. I'm one of these people that people thinking, oh, shut up, about your dog, you know, I'm getting pictures every 2 seconds, but that's pride and joy. So yeah, you're going to see more of it.
You wanted them to get like photo shoots for the dog and stuff like that and have a big canvas on the wall.
Mate, I'm at three already. Look,
ready. You see the wall?
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's on the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
As having Ivar helped with your training, obviously, and all Belgian Malinois are full of energy. Just like one of the most energetic dogs you can get. That must be a great benefit to you, just like if you want to go out on a run or something like that.
Yeah, no, he is. You know, he's definitely helping. When that last fight, obviously that fight week, you know, sometimes mentally you're just a bit, don't know what to do with yourself. I take him out, you know, he just comes everywhere with me. If it's raining, he'll come out no matter what the weather is, you know, he's game to do it. So having him switched on all the time like that, it's, I've always got that partner, I guess. But I can't take him to the gym much because he just loses his shit. I think he thinks I'm getting hurt. So as soon as he sees me fighting, you know, he just loses it. So, yeah, if I do take him to the gym, he gets put in a little special room and left in there for a bit.
Yeah. Well, was it always your intention to have him do these things? Like, we've seen the footage where he's running up walls and getting higher than donating and, you know, doing the sort of police work. Was it always your intention to do that, yeah?
Yeah, I watched John Wick 3, didn't I? So after watching that, I was like, I want one of them. And took him down to the training, and I thought to myself, you know, if he don't like it, he won't do it. But he loves it, mate. He really does love it. You know, you can just tell that it's in his I don't know, in his DNA or something, because he really does love it. So it's good fun for me. And, you know, it's nice to watch him go and do his thing. So he's holding the record at the moment for one of the wall climbs at the place. So, proud moment. I'm going down there. So, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to him doing a couple more competitions coming up. And, yeah, looking after him.
Yeah, brilliant, mate.
Looking after me.
Yeah, brilliant, mate.
So then finally, mate, step in there, 23rd of July. It's been close to 18 months since you last fought. You've wanted to be back in this position for so long. The round starts. What should fans expect to when that first sort of buzzer goes off?
To be honest, I don't actually want to end the fight quickly on this one. I'd like to enjoy it, you know, soak up that moment. So, you know, I'm looking to put in on a clinical performance, a nice performance of the night bonus that will definitely help the bank account. So, yeah, you know, best case scenario, I think I'd like to get a nice TKO in the third round. But yeah, just walking out is going to be a special moment for me. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I hope the UK crowd, are going to bring that same atmosphere, if not better than last time.
Do you think Dana should put the bonus up to 65 with the second UK card? Nice little extra.
Why not?
Yeah, brilliant, mate.
Yeah, well, look, thanks very much for your time, Nathaniel. Can't wait to see you again on the 23rd. It has been far too long, and you've always got our back, and we can't wait to see you do your things.
No, pleasure. Thanks for your time as well. And yeah, hopefully see you guys there.
Appreciate it, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Legends. Cheers, boys.
It was super necessary. And delicious.